All right, so today we're diving into O-Care hot tub water treatment. We'll be looking at it from both sides, the hot tub owners using it and the dealers selling it.
Yeah, I should be interested to see how their approach is working out.
Definitely. So let's start with the basics. O-Care says it's a simple two-step process. Add Reckley, then check your pH and sanitization levels. Is it really that easy? You know, so many products say they're easy, but then.
Right, they end up being way more complicated. From what I've seen, though, O-Care does seem to be pretty simple.
And less harsh chemicals?
Yeah, much less, like they claim a 78% reduction. That's a big deal for a lot of people.
Definitely. And that makes me wonder, what exactly is in O-Care? How does it sanitize if it's using so much less of the typical stuff?
So it's based on these naturally occurring minerals, and they all work together to keep things clean and balanced, instead of chlorine or bromine, which can be harsh.
Ah, so that's why they say it's gentler on skin.
Exactly. It's also better for the environment. And with less oxidation, it's easier on your hot tub components, too.
Interesting. So your hot tub could last longer. It's not just about the water feeling nice, it's about protecting your investment long term. Now, what about this O-Care Water Expert app? They say it can help you troubleshoot water problems, but what does that actually look like?
So it's kind of like a guide. It walks you through common issues, like if your pH is off or your water's cloudy. It gives you step-by-step instructions to fix it.
So it's not just data, it's actionable advice.
Exactly. You don't need to call a technician for every little thing. You can figure it out yourself right from the app.
Makes you feel more confident about maintaining your hot tub. Now, before we get to the dealers, I want to touch on this subscription model. How does that work exactly? Do they just send you regular shipments?
Yeah, you sign up for a plan based on your hot tub size and how much you use it. And O-Care automatically sends refills at certain intervals.
So it's completely hands-off for the customer.
That's the idea. Anyway.
Okay, makes sense. So now let's look at how this all works for the dealers. This Comfort Dealer program sounds like a big part of their strategy.
Oh yeah, for sure. We'll get into all that.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's all built around this hands-off subscription model. And the idea is to create recurring revenue for dealers.
Okay, but how hands-off is it really? I mean, dealers still have to manage inventory, right? And handle customer service.
Well, that's what O-Care is trying to change. They say they handle all of that, like the shipments, the customer service, so the dealers can focus on sales, building those relationships.
So it's a whole business model then, not just a product.
Exactly. But some dealers might not like giving up that control,
Yeah, especially over things like customer service.
Right. But O-Care's argument is that by taking care of that stuff, they free up dealers to do what they do best, sell hot tubs and give personalized service.
And of course, the recurring revenue is a big draw.
Absolutely. It's a much more stable income stream
Yeah.
than just relying on one-time sales.
It's like what we see with software and all those meal kits now.
Exactly. So the question is, does it really work for hot tubs?
Well, O-Care says they've got a lot of success stories. We read about how Hot Spring, the art of living well, reduced their customer service calls by 37% just from using the app.
That's pretty impressive if it's true.
Right. It makes you wonder, though, what kinds of calls were they getting? Were people actually able to solve problems on their own?
Yeah, good point, because some issues will always need a dealer to step in. It's important to dig deeper than just the headline number.
Absolutely. And we also saw that Southern Leisure Spas started integrating those O-Care subscriptions
Yeah.
right into their sales process. Is that common for O-Care dealers?
It seems to be encouraged, like they give dealers all these point of sale materials.
So brochures and stuff like that.
Exactly, things they can use right at the point of purchase. The idea is to present O-Care as part of the whole hot tub experience.
Right. So it's not just about the hot tub, it's about the chemicals and the easy maintenance plan.
Yeah, it's all packaged together. And
Yeah.
this ties into the customer loyalty thing, too, because if people are happy with O-Care, they'll probably keep their subscriptions and stay loyal to that dealer.
It's like creating a closed ecosystem.
In a way, yeah.
One thing that I found interesting, though, is that O-Care isn't sold on Amazon. Why would they do that? I mean, most companies see Amazon as huge.
I think it's strategic. They're protecting their dealers from online competition, and you know how Amazon is.
Yeah, those prices are all over the place.
Exactly. So O-Care's keeping prices stable and letting dealers control that.
It's about empowering the dealers and making them feel like a team.
Yeah, for sure.
But does that actually translate into success?
Well, they say they've got a lot of happy dealers.
Yeah.
Like Bull Grills and Spas signed up over 100 customers at one fair.
Wow. And there's Aqua Warehouse in the UK. Their subscriber base grew by 62% after switching to this comfort program.
That's pretty impressive.
It sounds like O-Care really put a lot of effort into supporting their dealers. with training materials and even that customized app.
They do. And they claim that 84% of UK dealers are now using their fulfillment services. So that's a pretty big buy-in from the dealer network.
Okay, so it sounds like this Comfort Dealer program has a lot to offer. But what about the cost? Is Ocare more expensive than other ways to treat your hot tub water?
That's a good question, and that's where things get a little tricky. See, Ocare's pricing is different from how traditional hot tub chemicals are sold. The price per unit might seem higher at first, but they say it actually works out to be more cost-effective in the long run.
Okay, so they're playing the long game, but how does that work exactly?
Well, one thing is they say there's no hidden costs.
Yeah.
Like with some systems, you have to buy all this extra stuff, like balancers, clarifiers, you know, shock treatments and all that. Ocare is supposed to be a complete solution, so you don't need all the extras.
Right. All those little things can really add up.
Exactly. And another thing is the price stability. Because they're not on Amazon, their prices don't fluctuate as much. You don't get those crazy sales and discounts and all that.
Yeah, it can be tough to keep up with all that sometimes.
Right, so Ocare is offering a more stable price, which can be good for both dealers and customers.
Makes it easier to budget and plan ahead?
For sure, but to really compare costs, we need to look at specific examples. Remember we talked about Frog at Ease?
Yeah, that one's often seen as a more budget-friendly option.
Right. So have you had a chance to look at how their pricing compares?
I have, and it is interesting. At first glance, Frog at Ease does seem cheaper, but then you start adding in all the extra stuff they recommend. Like, they've got that mineral cartridge system, but they also want you to use their chlorine tablets, their shark treatments, all these different products.
Sounds like you're piecing it together yourself.
Exactly. Versus Ocare, which is more of a complete package.
Right. And when you look at the total cost of ownership, Ocare actually starts to look more competitive.
Yeah, and Ocare knows this. They've got a pricing matrix on their website, so dealers and customers can compare the real costs of different brands.
That's pretty transparent of them.
Transparency is always good. It helps people make informed decisions.
Absolutely, and it builds trust.
So it seems like Ocare has created a pretty comprehensive system, from the product to the subscription to the dealer support.
They're really trying to change the way people think about hot tub care.
Yeah, and it'll be interesting to see if they can pull it off.
Right. Will this become the new standard, or will people stick with the old ways?
It's a good question, and it makes me wonder about this whole subscription model in general. Could we see this happening in other industries, too?
Yeah, absolutely. We're already seeing it. Cars, clothing, even pet food, you name it.
People love the convenience, and it's predictable.
Exactly. And for businesses, that recurring revenue is huge.
It's a much more stable way to earn money.
Yeah, but there are some downsides, too. Like, you become dependent on that provider. What if the quality drops or the company goes under?
Good point. And you're kind of limited in your choices, too.
Right. You're stuck with what they send you, whether you need it all or not.
And you might be tempted to use more than you actually need.
Yeah, just because it's there.
So there's a balance to be struck. Subscriptions can be great, but you got to be aware of the potential downsides.
You got to do your research, read the fine print, make sure it's the right fit.
All good advice.
Yeah, no business model is perfect.
Well, this has been a really fascinating deep dive. We learned a lot about Ocare and how their business works.
Yeah, they're definitely shaking things up in the hot tub world.
And they've got us thinking about how these subscription services are changing things.
It's a trend that's not going away anytime soon.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope you found it informative. As always, we encourage you to do your own research and come to your own conclusions.
Happy soaking, everyone.
Yeah, it really makes you think, huh, about how this whole subscription model is changing things. Could we see this kind of thing happening in other industries too?
Oh, I think it's already happening. I mean, look at cars, clothing, even pet food now. People love the convenience of it.
Yeah, and that recurring revenue is really appealing for businesses.
Absolutely. Creates a much more stable income stream.
Makes it easier to plan and budget and everything.
For sure, but there are some downsides to think about too.
Oh yeah, for sure. Like what?
Well, for one, you become pretty dependent on that provider.
Makes sense.
Like, what happens if the quality of the product goes down? Or if the company just goes out of business?
Yeah, that's a good point. You're kind of stuck then, aren't you?
Right, and there's the whole issue of choice. With a subscription, you're limited to what they send you, even if you don't need all of it.
That's true. You might end up with a bunch of stuff you don't even use.
Exactly. And then there's the temptation to overconsume.
Oh, yeah, just because you have it.
Right. You might start using more than you actually need.
So it seems like there's a balance to be struck.
Definitely. Subscriptions can be great, but you have to go into it with your eyes open.
Do your research, read the fine print, make sure it really makes sense for you.
Exactly. and be aware of those potential downsides.
Good advice, because no business model is perfect. Well, this has been a really interesting deep dive. We learned a lot about OCare, their products, their whole business model.
Yeah, it's a fascinating company, for sure.
And it really got us thinking about these subscription services.
How they're changing the way we do things.
Yeah, it's a trend we'll definitely be keeping an eye on. Thanks for joining us today, everyone. We hope you enjoyed it. And as always, we encourage you to do your own research and draw your own conclusions.
Happy soaking, everybody.